We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top at the end of a line, Oma Abaye. We learned in yesterday's Blatt, Rav Chanina said, Roiv v'Karoiv, the Roiv is Odev, Roiv is better than Karoiv, and wins over Karoiv. Oma Abaye, Afanar Antonina, bring you a Raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Nida. Says there, Dam Shenimtza B'Proizdar, Sveikoi Tomei, Shecheskosim in a Vekar. Now, Rashi explains the anatomy of the Isha inside. It doesn't dafka shtim with our Matzias today, but he says the way it works is that you have a Beis HaChitzon, which is the outer cavity, which could have blood that comes from the uterus, which is the Rechem. So you have this cavity, behind that is a Rechem, and on top of them too is a Proizdar. It's like a second floor is like a Proizdar. And the Dam in the Proizdar is not Dam Tameh, that's Dam Tahar. So now you found Dam in the Proizdar, which is this outer room, this outer cavity, you found Dam. Where is it from? Is it from the uterus, or it's from on top, from the Aliyah, from the Aliyah? I called the Proizdar for the Aliyah. The Proizdar is the outer cavity. Is it from the Aliyah, or from the Rechem, from the uterus? What's the Halacha? So it says in the Mishnah, Dam Shemusav Proizdar, Sveik, even not sure, Sveik Eitameh, The chazaka is it's from the makar, and this sveik atame means it's vaday tame, because the chazaka is from the makar. Why? Because roiv dam comes from the uterus and not from the aliyah, even though the aliyah is closer and the aliyah has a hole going through this outer cavity and it's closer. Still, the afikav deika aliyah the makar, even though the aliyah is closer, still you go basar the makar. Why? Because the makar is roiv dam is from the makar. So what do you see? You see when you have roiv v'kar, we go basar roiv. It's a raya to rachini normally rava. It's not a raya. Roiv v'matzu k'amr is roiv v'matzu lekel mandu amar. Here it's roiv v'matzu, which means not only is it a roiv, the roiv dam is there. It's matzu. Matzu means it happens often. Also, it happens all the time. So not only is there more dam there, but it's also more often. And it's like trey ruby. This idea in the second soup is called trey ruby. Here is two roivs. That's why everyone agrees. Like two roivs, avad is better than kar. That's lekel mandu amar. No one argues in that. Now, the Tani Rav Chia, there's two pshatim, either you're not going to is deh, or you say, or the Tani Rav Chia is going back on the halacha and the Mishnah. How do you know it's vaday tamei? How do you know it's vaday tamei? Tani Rav Chia, dam shenim, and it's a praise there, dam, you find the praise there, chayav malav al bias mikdash, you chayiv a chorus, and you chayiv a carbon al bias mikdash, you're not worried about chulim ba'azara, but sarf malav is a truma, and you burn truma. If it would be a suffix, you wouldn't burn the truma, you just put it away. And if it was safek tameh, you wouldn't be chayav a carbon and bring chulim ba'azara for bias mikdash. So you see from Rav Chia, it's a vaday tameh. But Omar Rava, Shema mina Rav Chia tlas. You see three things from Rav Chia. Shema mina roiv v'karoiv halacha karoiv. First of all, you see from Rav Chia that roiv v'karoiv, you go basar roiv. Because you see, it's a vaday tameh, and we assume it came from the rechem. So you see, like a raya to Rav Chanina, so Rava says. B'shma mina ruba da raisa. You also see here that roiv is da raisa, which Tosis asks, huh?
They have a
pasuk. Very good. Tosis kasha. It's Acharam Lahata. Tosis answer is that Acharam Lahata is only a ruba de isa kamon, which means there's nine people in front of you saying this way and five saying this way. That's a roiv isa kamon, that you see the roiv in front of you. A statistical roiv, it's roiv less than kamon. Here's statistical roiv. There's more down there. It's more possible there. That's a chiddush. That even that roiv you say the raisa. That's a chiddush. That's how he says. Shamina rab ruva the raisa. B'shamina isla rab zera. Dom rab zera. Afa picha dosis medina neulois. He's saying there by meat. Where you have meat that if I meet in the middle of the city and there's more kosher stores than trefa stores, you go about the roiv. Even though there is a mandiyama that says you have to use other roivs, a roiv of people from other cities. But Rav Zera says, no, even if the doors are closed and there's no other roiv, you still go basar roiv. See, here also, the Isha, the Chidasas, Medina, the Ulois, Tamya, there's no other roiv to bring in. Fill a hockey cause, you still go basar roiv. So what did Rav say? Three Shema Minos. First of all, like a riot to Rav Chanina, roiv the car of roiv, that Ruba is better. And number two is Ruba the Raisa. Number three is that you don't need other roiv. The cash is, but Ravu the Ka'ama before roiv and Matsui. Lech Laman Diyama. No Shema Minah like that. We said before that here is better. You have Roiv Amatsui. So here you have, it's like Kashi really on the first Shema Minah. How is it Shema Minah to go by Roiv? Here it's Roiv Amatsui. Rav himself slogged it up. So the Gemara, Hode Be Rav Amahi. Rav was Chayzer from what that Dichui that he said before, Roiv Amatsui. He was Chayzer from that. So the Gemara, Vaite Itmar, Chavis Shachafa Badar. You find a barrel floating in the river. Omar Rav. Now the Shaila is that yayinesach or not, that wine. You allowed to drink it or not. So Amar Rav, nintes k'neged ir shel Rubi Yisrael, it's found in the river, but it's next to the city that's Rav Yisrael Mutaris. You allowed to drink it. K'neged ir shel Rubi Nachrim, if it's next to the city that's Rav Goyim Asura, you're not allowed to drink it. V'shmuel Amar, Shmuel Agus, afil nintes k'neged ir shel Rubi Yisrael Asura. Why? Because maybe it came downstream, Amar Mahai Dekara Asayi. It came from the city called Iyedikra. It's a city that is Rav Goyim, and it's upstream, and maybe it came downstream from there, and maybe it's from the Goyim. So we have Machloikas here. Do you go Basa the Karav? Or do you go Basa Rav Dalma? The Mar is the Rechanina. Who holds a Rechanina that holds you Basa Rav? That's Shmuel, and therefore he holds this problem. You go Basa Rav, and Rav of the world is Goyim. It came from upstream. Mar less the Rechanina. No, you go Basa the Karav. Here, right next to the Yisrael city, it goes Basa Yisrael. So maybe Rav Chanina is totally in this machlokes. Rav and Shmuel arguing with Chanina's halacha. Zagmar no. Like the kulam istu de Rav Chanina. Everyone agrees you go basa rive. You go basa rive. So how can you say they found a barrel next to the river? It's kosher. Maybe here it came from upstream. If it came from that city, akule pshure matvila. The whirlpools and the different obstacles that are in the water would have drowned it or taken it apart. The Rashi says that Harbi Mekayim is yes Misham Vad Kan. A lot of places from here to here. So Mayim is Aklim. The Mayim goes curvy and Misgalgalim goes around like a whirlpool. Kegalgal Makom Echad. Machas Keep It Slow Maruchim because there's long rocks that go underwater. Habam Teichanor. Vamayim Echas Maleim. It's like a rapids. Vasvinus Misgalgal Shama Toivus. There's nothing can make it down so much downstream because it gets caught on the way. It won't make it 10 miles. Barrel will not make it 10 miles. So that's why he holds about to go basa roiv, but you don't work the roiv; it will get a court. Omar sava harifa denahar nakati vasai, that the river, the middle of the river, which is the strong part, the strong current, chapped it and schlepped it downstream. It's possible the middle of the stream took it and brought it downstream, and therefore that's how it landed here, and it could be come from the Goyim. That's why it's Rav and Shmuel. About everyone goes basa, you go basa roiv. But here, Rav says there is no roiv because it can't come from so far. So the Maravai, Tahu Chatzva de Chamri, he found a barrel hiding the stack of Pradesa. It was hiding in an orchard. Now, what's someone putting a barrel of wine in an orchard? It must be he's hiding it here. A Ganav is hiding it here. So it says this orchard was an Arla orchard. Hu Chatzva de Chamri, the stack of Pradesa, the Arla. An Arla orchard. Do you assume this wine is Arla? So the Maravai says, no. Shari Ravina. Ravina said it's mutter to drink. So what's pshat? Because you go past the roiv da alma. Roiv da alma, it's not arlo. Leim of shesavla da rachanina. You go past the roiv and not past a karv. Even though it's a karv, it's in a field of arlo. So I'm more no. But that's when you go past a karv maybe. But shani hasam the mignev minei. If you stole it from this field, you wouldn't be hiding the barrel in the field that you stole it from. They don't put it in the place where they stole it from because they're scared it'll be found when the people are. Right now, it's the time of the season where they're making the wine. They're gonna find it. That's only if you're hiding a barrel of wine. But grapes you could do hide because since during the grape season no one's coming here to check the grapes so much, so you can hide it here. We're not worried that the ganav be caught. But what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said if you found a barrel in a field of Arla, you go by Sarif, and therefore it's not Arla and it's kosher to drink. It's only. And you don't go basar either because you hold a Rav Chanina, you go basar roiv, that's either one shot, or because Ganavim don't hide in the same place they took it from. But the kasha is, lechera gevaldik, but maybe it came from Goyim. How do you know this barrel is Yiddish wine? Maybe it's Goyish wine. Good, it's not Arla. Go basar roiv. But what I'm the Yiddish? It's like Tosis, that's the kasha. That's new big Avam Toimar. The world is Nokrim and it's Yayin Esach. So it came from a Yisrael. Are you going to ask me, Rav Ganov from Yisrael, but maybe they stole it from a guy and they stole it from the Rav Dalma. Efer de Rishash, they Ganov him, but they don't drink Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach, Nifta. Yeah, Yayin Esach. Yayin Esach, I don't take. That I don't take. You know, you find, unfortunately, today, also, this sort of thing is a ganav, but you never drink Yayin Esach, because, you know, ganav always is Moira Hetta Lamaisa. So, the Gemara Vaita, one more Gemara for the Mishnah. Hanu Ziki de Chamra, de Shtakam Be Kupai. Someone found these Ziki de Chamra. Ziki de Chamra are like these, it's not barrels, it's made out of leather, but these big sacks, like these flasks of wine, big flasks of wine, that Shtakam Be Kupai. They found it between the vines in a karam, and it was belonged to Yisrael. Sharinu Rav, Rav said it's mutter. So why don't you go bust a roiv d'alma and maybe came from goyim? Lema lo yisav le Rav Chanina. Let's say maybe it doesn't hold the Rav Chanina, because maybe it came from goyim. Maybe it came from the goyim. So you don't go bust a roiv. Here we're saying right here Yisrael is mutun yisir, and you don't go bust a roiv d'alma. Why don't you go bust a roiv d'alma? So it sounds like we're going bus a karev, not bus a roiv. So the Gemara Shani Hasam, the ruba the shufchai, the Yisrael Ninu. Roiv the shufchai, the top on base, are the Yisrael Ninu, which means that the Seder Hadvarim was that the few people had these big barrels of wine. They were like the producers of the wine. And then they put it into these flasks, these 10-liter flasks. And then, when people need wine, they come to the guy with the flask, and he pours into the little water bottles this little wine. He's called Shufchai. Those Shufchayim, right of them were Yisrael. That was their business. It was their business, and therefore we can assume, we find that size, the 10-liter flask, we assume it's Yisrael. It's only if it's the 10-liter ones. Avazotri, the small little flasks of 1 liter of wine, then aimam every drachm nafal, and then it's from a guy, because you go bust a roiv at every drachm. The ikar rav ribayadayo. What if you find small and big ones? You're allowed to drink the whole thing. Aimam bav roiv amanki. You're allowed to drink the whole thing. What do you mean? The Jews, the ones who the shufchai only carry 10-liter flasks. So Rashi explains the word means to say is sometimes when you're carrying these 10 flasks on a chamar, you have to even it out. So you can't put another 10-liter one, it's not going to make it even. So you take these small little flasks to even it out. And since you're using it to even it out, that's why you found small flasks there with the big flasks. And that's the pshat in this halacha, why you could assume it belongs to the Yisrael. Ad kan the sugya of roiv v'karoiv, that roiv odif, that's the Rechina's halacha. And we did not slog up the Rechina, it sounds like, and therefore we're paskin that roiv v'karoiv, roiv is odif.